Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge and the Small Business Concierge Magazine. I want to thank everyone for tuning into the show tonight, KDOW and iHeartRadio listeners. We'd love to have you. Thank you for tuning in. Yes, we appreciate that listenership here in Silicon Valley and around the world. If you want to dial into the show, dial 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on the air if you can tonight. We've got a fantastic show and I am just so stoked. I've got three fantastic people that I think are doing some amazing things in their disciplines and in their fields of small business and career centers and job seekers and small businesses and entrepreneurs and getting resources and the right things that you need to take off in your business dreams and adventures, you know, business dreams and adventures outside of the dream world, you know, just we want to bring that to fruition. Just don't dream about it. All right, so we're going to, I got to hit the ground running tonight. I tell you, I'm just going to bring in my guests. And I'm going to share a little bit about them, and then we're going to get into our discussion. I've got Daniel Newell here in the, right here in the studio with me. I love that. Thank you, Daniel, for coming in tonight. Listen, Daniel Newell, Mr. Newell has nearly 20 years of experience in employment and career services, workforce education, and economic development. He has provided career service in the K-12 Community College and California State University systems. His guidance and expertise has been requested by California State Universities and University of California institutions, private universities, private colleges, community colleges, adult education programs, K-12 education, and international delegations in higher education. He currently serves as director to the Career Center and Small Business Development Center for Ohlone Community College District, a federal subcontractor for career services under the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, and we call that WIOA, and Entrepreneurship and Business Services for the United States Small Business Administration, SBA. And if that were not enough, let me just go a little bit deeper with this guy. He's just such a show off. So we might as well, he's in the state, we might as well show off a little bit. Mr. Newell has served in leadership and advisory capacities to career centers throughout the greater Bay Area and has provided insight to university representatives from across the globe. This guy is just amazing. He's a young guy. You know, these young millennials, and I know that we have some comments that we can make about millennials, but this one, he is really, really changing the game for his generation. His work has been featured in Forbes, Entrepreneur, ABC, University Business Magazine, and many other media outlets. Fox News announced Mr. Newell as a Latino on the rise, and we need Latinos on the rise. So thank you for leading the pack for your generation and for your community. And he has been recognized by his city council mayor and even a state senator for his innovation and success in career development services and leadership. Mr. Newell was a first-generation college student and holds a master's degree in public administration and bachelor's degree in political science from San Jose State University, and also received an associate of arts degree in labor studies from San Jose City College. Now, having said that, what he didn't put on here, last night I had the honor and opportunity to actually stand with Senator Bob Wachowski, and you have won the District 10 Heroes Award here in Silicon Valley. There was 11 recipients, and you were one of the recipients of the award. So congratulations! Can we give him a hand clap right there? Come on, I'm trying to come on. I need my producer to keep up with me. Yeah. Congratulations on that. And before we get to a discussion, Daniel, I want to bring in Kristen Johnson, because Kristen, this conversation really is wrapped around what's going on with you with Small Business Development Center, the Career Center, and NorCal SBDC, now this partnership that you guys have. So we need to bring her in. And so let me tell you a little bit about Kristen Johnson. She is a region director, Northern California SBDC. And just for those of you around the world, this, the Northern California SBDC also is nestled around and inside and around Silicon Valley. I always have to just kind of do our Silicon Valley plug. I know it's just kind of, you know, eat your heart out the rest of the world. We are Silicon Valley, so just get used to that. There's not going to be a mini Silicon Valley somewhere. I'm just saying, I know you guys are trying, but we're the ECHI. This is just the way it is. So, you know, hey, we got to toot our own horn. Kristen Johnson is the region director for the Northern California Small Business Development Centers, and we call them SBDCs. And there's a difference between SBDC, SCORE, and SBA. So let's just keep that clear. I know that those are a lot of letters, but they all mean something important. A position that she has held for 13 years. Johnson wrote the original grant proposal in 2005 to establish the NorCal SBDC with funding from the Small Business Administration and has been at the helm ever since. In 2018, the Northeastern Territory of California also came under her leadership, Silicon Valley included. Well, actually, she's already here in Silicon Valley, creating a geographic footprint of 36 counties. Excuse me, I'm saying countries. Are we a country now? We might as well be. We've got enough people in Silicon Valley. Bay Area counties, there's 9 million people here. 36 counties. NorCal SBDC is now a $10 million program. $10 million program. So there's a lot of resources there with 18 centers, 7 satellites, and over 40 outreach locations. Johnson was a founding member of the California SBDC Leadership Council and served as its statewide chair twice since its formation. As chair, she collaborated on legislative efforts to reestablish SBDC funding from the state of California, which is fantastic. Can everybody say more money? Just say that's just to help small business. You remember that movie, Mo Money? Anybody? No, was I the only one that watched? Daniel's shaking his head. No, yeah. Well, I'll have to educate you on that later. Anyway, results of Johnson and others' efforts include $6 million in one-time funding secured in 2010 and 11, and formation of annually renewed funding by the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, affectionately known as GoBiz. That started in 2013 and has now grown to $12 million for 2018-19. Thank you so much for coming on my show, Kristen and Daniel. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm glad to have you here. So let's talk a little bit about what has happened in the last 10 to 12 months. You've had some changes in your program. You have a new program host for your Alameda County Small Business Development Center. So, Daniel, we're going to start with you. You have a reputation of being an innovative visionary. What attracted you to pursuing the Alameda County SBDC grant? And I just want the world to understand, Alameda County is one of the 9 Bay Area counties and is also, Alameda County is part of Silicon Valley. So just to put you, give you a geographic perspective. So what attracted you to the grant?
Sure. Well, thank you for having me, Margaret. I always love being on your show and talking with you. So first off, I specialize in career services, and entrepreneurship is a career pathway. However, it's not the most conventional career path. Sometimes when someone enters a career center, they may not always receive robust resources or the support they need for their goals. And I saw SBDC as an opportunity to support aspiring entrepreneurs, including Ohlone College students and alumni. I saw SBDC as an opportunity to connect existing businesses to additional resources already offered by the college and the career center, and I saw it as an opportunity to support businesses with recruiting and hiring. I saw synergy between the SBDC and the career center to help businesses find their next intern, temporary, or regular employee, or maybe the opportunity to hire their first employee.
So that's exciting. So now you're looking at the students, you're looking at alumni, you're looking at a community. Because oftentimes when we think about a college career center, we're thinking that they're just kind of their resources are for the college. And now, actually, your Career Center is not just for the college. Even prior to you being awarded the Alameda County SBDC program, you're community-based.
Yeah, we serve the community. And I think you would agree with this, too. Your business is only as good as the people who work for you. And so being a career center, we have access to talent from across the county and the Bay Area to help fill these positions for these aspiring entrepreneurs and businesses.
So what value do you believe that the SBDC program brings to Ohlone, to the students, to your Tri-Cities area that's specifically that you serve? But the program itself, the SBDC program, really serves the entire county, which is about 821 square miles, 16.6 million people. So now this gives you a greater reach. So there has to be some value there.
Yeah, you know, this is a great question. I thought about this one long and hard about the values that SBDC brings to the college. And Ohlone College has six core values, and America's SBDC has 12 core values. And if you look at them together, there were three values that they share across the board that I think is a perfect example of what SBDC brings to Ohlone College. Those values are excellence, integrity, diversity, and inclusiveness. Because business owners or entrepreneurs are lifelong learners, and we're sure best to embrace learning than out of college. To keep your business relevant, you must continue learning about new trends, you must learn about new technologies, and you must embrace excellence, integrity, and diversity and inclusion to succeed in today's economy. So to answer your question more directly, the direct value it brings to the college is a new type of student.
Right.
When you think of college students, you don't typically think of the entrepreneur or the business owner.
Right.
And I think that's a huge value because they are always learning.
That's
and I
right.
think it's going to bring that new type of student to the college.
That's fantastic. I've got a couple of minutes before I need to go to break, and I want to wrap Kristen into this conversation. Kristen, let's wrap you into this discussion. What were you looking for in pursuit of a new program host? I know that there's a lot that's gone on with it. You have this new relationship with Ohlone College. How do you see this partnership and bridge with your new SBDC program host? And I know that's a two-part question, so we can start with the first part and then pick it up on the commercial break.
Yeah, no, thanks, Margaret, for having me on the air. We're very excited to be working with Ohlone College. And just like was mentioned previously, people are learning in different ways, and small business owners and entrepreneurs are lifelong learners, and they're trying to keep up with the needs of their business as it grows. So working with Ohlone College has allowed us to bring the expertise of the campus, bring the Career Center, and really focus on the needs of the businesses that we serve. So I think it's a really great opportunity for businesses to get all kinds of services by going to one stop.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let me just follow up with this before I'm being snagged into a commercial break here. Do you think it's important for an SBDC, and I know that many of them are in colleges but not in a career center, do you think that there's a special bridge between a career center and say, an SBDC program, Kristen?
Well, we've been really happy so far with that bridge with Ohlone, and I think some people think of workforce programs just being for employees, but they're for employers too. And as small businesses grow, they need to have the resources available to help them, you know, hire people and, you know, put good people to work. So I think it's a really win-win.
Absolutely, absolutely. I got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, KDOW Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back. Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I like that. Yeah. I am pumped up. Yes. Rocky. Yeah, we're knocking it out of the park here with the work that they're doing. If you're just tuning into the show, we're talking to Daniel Newell, who is the director of the Career Center at Ohlone Community College. Actually, you know, if you didn't know, Ohlone Community College is one of the top colleges, performing colleges in the state of California, community colleges. So you can't go wrong there. So if you're somewhere in some other part of the country or world and you need a change in a scenery and you want to get into Silicon Valley, this is a place to be and a place to go. I love community colleges. They really save you a lot of money, actually, going there first and then matriculating over to a four-year college. And also we have Kristen Johnson, who is the region director for the Northern California Small Business Development Centers, over 18 different centers. And so we're going to get back to Kristen here. And Kristen, as a regional director, you have this leadership. You're passionate about what you're doing. You have these 18 centers. What is your ultimate vision for Northern California small businesses? What do you see? Where are you headed?
Well, all of the businesses we touch are important. I think that's the one thing I want to say, is every business that walks in our door or connects with us online has a story, and we want to help that business owner or entrepreneur see through their vision and get to success. And we do that by, you know, really having a dynamic group of people who provide counseling and training and workshops. And I guess the thing that I'd say is there's lots of help out there that's free and low cost. And if you are a struggling entrepreneur or somebody who, you know, just wants to get more connected, there's lots of resources for you.
And so let me say this. So you have this team. Can you give us some insight on behind the scenes work, the things that we don't see and small businesses don't see, to help them appreciate really all of the effort that goes into really running such a mammoth? This is not a small, it's not one center. It's let me help everyone. It's 18 different location centers throughout Northern California that Kristen is overseeing and running. So give us a little insight on some of the behind the scenes work and team members that you think are, you know, that we just don't know. It's always kind of cool to go behind the scenes and see what's going on. And you don't have to share any bloopers, but let's just have a little fun about what we don't know, and we can champion and applaud the work that's being done behind the scenes.
Well, there is a ton of work that goes on behind the scenes. It's kind of like a doctor's office. You see the doctor, but you realize that there's medical assistants and people who are processing invoices and getting your insurance paid. Well, we are taking care of businesses, and so it's similar. You see a coach or an advisor who really is an amazing person, and behind the scenes we have so many administrative folks who really make it work. All of our information is confidential, and so it is someplace where businesses can go and really, you know, let their advisor know what's going on and seek help. And I think that's one of the really unique things that we offer, is that it's free, low cost, and it is confidential. The other thing I would just say in terms of the behind the scenes thing is we have some great fun. There's about 200 people in our network, and we love what we do, and we really share that when we get together.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. And so that's good to know. So again, out there, it's confidential, so you don't have to worry about your information being actually, for example, shared here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about any of the
businesses. We won't talk about any of the businesses in terms of your information getting out there, but the businesses are doing well. So SBDC has some great success rates. What are some of the successes? Some of the, you know, there has to be these data sheets and sharing. And I've got about 30 seconds, but real quick, like, for example, what's something that comes to mind for you that is impactful for the results that you're getting and the outcomes that you're getting?
Well, one of the things that small businesses have a hard time doing is raising capital. And I'm really proud to say that our network in the 36 counties of Northern California has raised over $250 million for the businesses that we serve through loans and equity in the last 12 months.
And with that, we have boom goes the dynamite. We got to go to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW Business and Finance, Bay Area's number one business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Nice. Welcome back. Welcome back. I love the intro music. You're doing great tonight. Love that. Love that. Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, we are talking to NorCal SBDC Kristen Johnson, who is the region director here in Northern California, including Silicon Valley, which is a big deal, big deal. And Daniel Newell, who is the Career Center Director of the Ohlone College Community College, who is also oversight of the Alameda County Small Business Development Center. And so now we've got this marriage going on between these two organizations, which is fantastic. And we'll give you some information for you to get a hold of or get connected to each one of these organizations, NorCal SBDC and Ohlone College and all of that in just a moment. Daniel, you're the director here at Ohlone College Career Center. How are you going to integrate the SBDC, or how have you been integrating the SBDC program into the Career Center? And how do you expect to impact small businesses in Alameda County with the vast services and resources provided from your office?
Yeah, sure. So SBDC focuses on two core services, training and advising. And my goal is not to just integrate SBDC into the Career Center, but into the institution as a whole. So if we talk about education, I want to connect the businesses and entrepreneurs in our community to our already existing courses that can benefit them. We also want to explore what new courses or workshops can we offer to the business community. One thing career centers are good at is job creation. We have a team of job developers who we call employer and entrepreneurship advisors, whose job is literally to develop new jobs in the community for our students, for our alumni, for community job seekers. And we're reaching across districts, and we're in talks with Chabot Las Positas Community College District through our sister center, Tri-Valley Career Center, to help serve the need of the business community there as well and beyond. And one thing that we're doing, you call the show Money 2.0, I have money I want to give away through our on-the-job training program. We right. can give businesses up to $5,000 simply for filling a job that they already have, a full-time job, or maybe that business is ready to hire their first new employee. Wouldn't it be helpful if you had an extra $5,000 to supplement the cost of doing that? We can do that.
Right. Wow, that's amazing. So that's a cash match, dollar for dollar. They're getting that yes. money back. And it's really kind of takes a little bit of the risk away from, you know, sometimes, especially small businesses, maybe you don't always hire right. And I don't want to say small businesses. Large corporations do it all the time as well. You don't always get the right talent. It doesn't seem to be a right fit. And this is a really kind of a great way to make sure that your employee gets that training and then see whether or not, you know, this really works out. And of course, you want to make that hire as well. So, Daniel, what do you see the growth of the Alameda County, the Alameda SBDC program, say, in 3 to 5 years? From what you've seen and where it's at, where would you like to see that go?
Yeah, I see growth, or I hope for growth, in two areas. First is geographic growth. I see the SBDC having satellite offices. Our headquarters is in Newark, but we can also provide services in Fremont because that's where the main campus is for Ohlone College. But we're in talks with other partners right now to see where can we expand geographically. We're in talks with downtown Oakland, opening a satellite office there. And I mentioned earlier the Tri-Valley Career Center with Chabot Las Positas. We're currently in talks with opening up a satellite office within their career center as well. We're exploring Hayward and maybe even the city of Alameda, among some other cities that we are talking to. So outside of geographic growth, I also see and I hope for job growth. And, you know, that's a little unpredictable right now because we're not exactly sure where the economy is heading in the next couple years. But one thing I would like to see is a small business internship initiative. And, mm-hmm. you know, I heard about this at the annual National SBDC conference that another SBDC was doing in Pennsylvania at a university. And I just fell in love with the idea of offering creating new jobs for students and alumni while supporting the business owner in their business venture.
Right, right. And that's great because you can get new talent affordable talent. I don't want to say cheap talent, but affordable talent.
Yeah, more cost-effective.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, if you want to get connected to either Ohlone College and their Career Center and the Alameda County SBDC, you can go to www.ohlone.edu/Career Center. And there's plenty of information there. It'll help you get connected in any way that you need to be connected, whether you're interested in maybe classes, or maybe you're a job seeker or employer, or you're someone who's an aspiring entrepreneur and you need to get started with your entrepreneur ventures and really get that dream off the ground. Additionally, you can get connected to Kristen and the NorCal SBDC at www.norcalsbdc.org. And from there, you can get connected to all of the other 18 centers that are available. And if you are somewhere else in the country and you want to get connected, you can get connected to NorCalSBDC.org, and they can get you connected to the SBDC that's nearest you. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. Business on the Edge, Bay Area's number one business and finance leader. Get it out.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love this segment of the show, maybe just because I've got my own theme music and I kind of feel like Shaft or some, you know, I don't know. Does Wonder Woman have her own theme music? I don't know if they put something together for her. Ray Sylvan is here with us. Oh, my gosh, Ray Sylvan. Ray, how are you?
I'm doing well, Margaret. How are you?
Ray Sylvan is the CEO and founder of Sign on the Go, who's giving DocuSign a little bit of a beating. Can I say that? Beating? Beating. Beating. Ray, you kind of stood me up last week. What happened with that? You went to Europe and just dropped. What happened?
I was in Europe, and it was 3 a.m. When I was supposed to get on with you. And I was trying to call. I woke up, and my phone line was just not working. So I apologize for that, and hopefully I can make it up to you.
I'm giving you a hard time on air. Ray is just fantastic and just has a true blue heart for bringing a product to small businesses that is absolutely amazing. So in your absence, I was able to just drill down and talk about your product last week, and I should have had my producer cue up a piece of the clip, and we'll make sure that you hear that show. But I was able to really just kind of talk about Sign on the Go, and I see now you have been busy. We've got an exclusive cover story here. You were in, what is it, that is it in Inside Success magazine?
Yes, Inside Success magazine. Yes.
Oh, my gosh, this is a great shot of you. Hey, you guys, check this out. Is that online? Can we get can our audience see that? Can we get that somewhere?
Yes, it is online. I believe it's in insidesuccess.com.
Insidesuccess.com. Go check that out, because they've got a big, wonderful picture of Ray Sylvan. You can see the guy that is changing the way that we do e-signature. In fact, a little bit of this article says Sign on the Go is a blockchain, which I love, blockchain based e-signature company designed to scale with the needs of its users. This is what I love about your product, Ray, is that you can sign on the go literally $1.99. Starting at $1.99, you can sign on the go. So if you're doing, you know, and that makes small businesses look really smart, really put together when you're using some sort of e-signature platform.
That's correct. And so the idea behind this, providing these types of pricing mechanism, is to allow the small businesses to operate as big businesses.
Yes, and that is. I'm looking at a quote here you have. We will provide competitive advantage in terms of unlimited access to the latest technical development and improvements in the e-signature market. And now your market is really taking off in Europe. Tell us a little bit about that.
The market is actually changing. One of the main reasons for that is because of the legislature is changing. So across the globe, the governments are looking and utilizing the internet to sign documents and pretty much make things that makes things go a lot faster than the normal way of emailing, spamming, if you will, and scanning and faxing to get people to sign documents. Now it can be done online and fairly quickly. So with that comes security. You want to make sure that the person that is signing the document is actually who that person says he or she is. Right. So you bring things such as blockchain to validate and the document itself.
Right, right. Now, some of our research that we looked at last week in comparing your e-signature platform to DocuSign, you're actually, Sign on the Go is actually outperforming DocuSign in the small business arena, although you're picking up more in the mid and large corporations. But that's kind of fascinating because DocuSign has kind of been the ichi for so long.
Yes. So the reason for that, and if I were to have a conversation in a room with a group of people that are using DocuSign, and I tell them what we're doing, and the level of security that we have to protect the documents, the type of capability that they have, and the all access feature, they will probably call the loony bins for me and throw me throw me away. But we do. So what we're trying to do is pretty much bring actual value to small businesses by providing all feature access, by providing them with the ability to not worry about, well, I need to send multiple documents. I need to have a multi-signature workflow. Do I need to pay extra for this? Well, with DocuSign, you will. With Sign on the Go, you won't.
Right. Wow. And you have a 30-day trial, 30-day free trial. How many on that 30-day free trial, how many documents can they send at no cost, just kind of testing out the system?
If you're a small business, you can send unlimited documents for the 30 days. If you're an individual, you can send up to 10 documents for free. But for a small business, can actually get a good usage of the application to really test it out for 30 days. So we give the small business the ability to use it for 30 days, sure. Unlimited documents.
Sure, sure, sure. If you're interested in checking out Sign on the Go, go to signonthego.us. That's signonthego.us. Ray, I've got to get you out here to California. I've got to get you out here in my world. We're trying to do something for November, though. So we are working on an exclusive event that's a closed-door event. And if you're interested in doing this event with us and meeting Ray Silpin in person, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. It's closed door, and we are only going to accept 30 business owners in here in this event to kind of, and you're going to demo the event, your East platform for us and all of that. Can we get a little bit of?
Yes, we'll be demonstrating the application. That should take us about 10 to 15 minutes. And then everyone that is actually in the room will provide them a free accounts to use for their small businesses at no cost.
Fantastic, fantastic. I got to get out of this segment. Ray, you are awesome. Looking forward to seeing you in November. SignOnTheGo.us. DocuSign, watch out. Thank you for tuning into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Be awesome out there. And we'll close in just a moment.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
You just can't come in until Phil does his little drum solo. It's just wrong, right? It's just un-American. It's just wrong. We're at the bottom of our show, and I need to give you some information before I have my guests. I'm going to have them give you kind of a final push and advice here in just a sec. But Ohlone College is having a Rotary, Ohlone College, along with, partnered with SBDC. This is a Rotary event, though, correct, Daniel? And it's in Alameda County SBDC in partnership with, so the Rotary Business Expo. So that is tomorrow. That is from 12 to 5 p.m. And the registration, the cost is $10, so that's not a whole lot. Come with business cards. And they're actually going to serve a little beverages and wine, and that's what they're doing. SBDC is not doing that, so let's be clear on that. That's the Rotary doing that, right? Ohlone College in Newark, so that's going to be at 39399 Cherry Street in Newark, California. So if you want more information about this event, you want to get to that event, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I'll shoot that flyer over to you. Also, Southwest Airlines is giving you a chance to win a round-trip travel within the United States, as I understand it, a domestic destination for two anywhere in the United States. So you can be a part of that raffle. So come out for that tomorrow. And also, Ohlone is doing a couple of events tomorrow. There's a small business street fair as well at the Fremont campus. So you have some choices there. Get out, invest in your business, do something, make some money, make some connections. I'm telling you, and I'll be there. So come up and say hello to me and let me know that you listen in on the show here. I've got 2 minutes, so I've got to get my guests in. So, Kristen, are you there?
I am.
Yes, Kristen, what's your final thoughts I'm kind of thrown off here. Advice? Yeah, there you go.
Final thoughts for the audience. If you are an inspiring entrepreneur or you're a small business owner that's going it alone, just really reach out and find a team that can go, help you when you need your assistance on a variety of topics. Social media is helpful, but find some people who can really be part of your team, whether you pay, they're paid employees or just advisors. And I think that really helps make the small business experience better.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Daniel, go ahead and give us your final thoughts.
So I have a quote from my favorite entrepreneur, Steve Jobs, and it's sort of how I describe my thought process, and I think entrepreneurs may sometimes relate. And so it's his misfits quote, you know. He says, "Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs and the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. But the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius, because the ones who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do."
We're out of here. Have a good night, everybody. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.